This morning, we're just going to wrap up the series that has been called Devoted. And that series is based on Acts 2:52 and verses around that. And Acts 2:42 says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. They were a devoted people. That's what we see when we look at the early church. We see a people whose lives have been transformed, absolutely turned upside down. They've got something new that they never thought they would have. And so they were living in a different dimension. And therefore, they responded with their whole heart. And we've, in this series, we've looked at various things. Malcolm's looked at fellowship and hospitality and the way it changed the way they lived. But I think as we kind of pull it together, this is what Malcolm's asked me to do anyway, as we pull it together, we see that the thing, and thing is not quite the right word, as I'll say in a minute, but the issue that they were most devoted to was the presence of the Holy Spirit. That was what transformed the church. That was what made all the difference. That was the new thing. The Spirit came amongst them. And they responded wholeheartedly. And you've only got to read the rest of the New Testament to see that the ministry of the Holy Spirit was such an important part of the teaching of the apostles. That they taught that the presence of the Holy Spirit is God's gift. And that's what had made such a difference. You know, Jesus promised that the Spirit would come to them, that they would receive the gift that his Father had promised. And on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit came into the church, and that frightened, well, they weren't perhaps weren't frightened at that time, but that kind of group of people that had been through so much suddenly exploded into life as the Spirit came and rested on the 120 in the upper room. They began to speak in tongues. They began to praise God and magnify God. From that place of introversion, they had a gift of just looking upwards. They saw the glory on that day, and the church came into being. And that kind of tremendous move of God left them never the same. What they realized was the Holy Spirit has come to continue the mission. The 12 and whoever had been with them had had been incorporated into the mission of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit, they realized, has come to take over the reins. And he still holds the reins of the mission today. He directs the mission. And it's just so important that we realize that as a people, we are a missional people. We're not just the people who've added on an extra box of activity. You know, on Wednesday nights I go to keep fit, and then Friday nights I go to the pub, and on Sunday mornings I go to church. The coming of the Holy Spirit was the gift that gets hold of our real identity, of our motivation, of everything that we are. And that's what they found. The Holy Spirit came amongst them, and he began to send them. You know, he sent Peter to the Gentiles, to the house of Cornelius. This was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, "Don't worry, I've sent these men to call you, and you're going to take them this message." The Holy Spirit underlined it. When Philip went to speak in Samaria, he did what he had to do there. Then the Holy Spirit, and he's I think, you know, is he wondering, what am I going to do now? the Holy Spirit said to him, go to that chariot, walk next to it. And when he gets there, there's the Ethiopian eunuch who's reading Isaiah, saying, I don't understand this. And Philip explains it all to him. And then the book of Acts goes on to tell us that the people in Antioch, the apostles and the prophets, were worshiping the Lord and fasting, and the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the mission. And then they went on a journey which ultimately led to Europe. They were sent on their way by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God who came into the church was a sending spirit. He wasn't satisfied with just, you know, let's build a little holy huddle of a church, but let's reach out. And we see that in those three instances, the gospel went to Africa with the Ethiopian eunuch, went to the Gentiles with the household of Cornelius, Peter being sent there, and Paul and Barnabas being sent ultimately into Europe specifically. We would not be here in very northernmost Europe, really, if it wasn't that the Holy Spirit had sent. And I want to say to you, he's still doing all those things. He's still transforming. He's still sending. And he is a person. He is a person. That's what the Holy Spirit, that's why the Holy Spirit, that's why the early church were so moved and changed, because they realized we haven't got another teaching amongst us. We've got another person. You know, we're going to respond to this one who's in the midst of us. When they had a difficulty about how are we going to deal with the new converts who are not from a Jewish background, They had a conference, and then they sent a letter to the churches saying, you know, because the big issue was the law. You know, have these people got to become Jews, or what do we do with them? So they sought the mind of the Lord. That what do you want to say about it? And they wrote back saying, it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything beyond these four things. They said, you will do well to avoid immorality, blood, etc. It seemed good to the Holy Spirit. They knew his mind, because he's a person. He has opinions. And that's why they were just so enamored with this person, because he had come among them and he was bringing the will of God. He was making it known to them in a way that they'd never made it known, had it made known to them before. You see, with the Jews, the big issue